Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 1st, Monday, 2020, day 153. Today's topic, My Lord and My God. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having you as my Lord. Holy Spirit, shine on us. Shine on us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 124, verses 6 to 8, 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1 to chapter 19, verse 10. John chapter 20, verses 1 to 31. Proverbs 16, verses 14 to 15. Today's main passage, John chapter 20, verses 24 to 31. Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. Let's have time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is My Lord and My God. Today's message from John is the second part of my sermon yesterday, Day of Pentecost. Yesterday I preached on John 20 verses 19 to 23 about how the risen Jesus breathed on his 10 apostles for them to receive the Holy Spirit and to be the sent ones to do what Jesus had shown them what he has been doing the past 3 years. But Thomas was not there and he did not believe what the 10 apostles told him until Jesus appeared the second time. Wow, that's 1 week later, 1 week. He needed to see Jesus himself and to hear Jesus himself to believe. How about you? Are you the Thomas before seeing the risen Christ or the Thomas after seeing the risen Christ? Have you said to Jesus, as Thomas said, "My Lord and my God"? Because Jesus ascended to heaven already. So according to John 20, verses 19 to 23, you need the Holy Spirit so that you can see Jesus and be able to experience his presence. Because the triune God is not to be separated. So you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and that you can experience the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit greatly. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, may you fill us each day, every minute and every second that we can see Jesus and experiencing Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you be filled with the Holy Spirit at all time so that you can see Jesus and experiencing Jesus? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.